Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, it is good to be with you today. Thank you for thanks for joining me. You know, I would encourage you, and coming up in just a moment, Patty Armstrong is going to be stopping by to join us on the broadcast. If you've got a loved one away from the faith, if you are really praying for their conversion, I would strongly encourage you to continue to do that. You know, we've been talking a lot about the scapular. And somebody asked Father, hey, can non-Catholics wear it? And Father said, absolutely. And I was reading an article somewhere, I forget when this was, where that question was asked, and somebody said, yeah, Our Lady will bring conversions to those who wear it and say one Hail Mary each day, you know, for that person. You know, so maybe you've got a loved one that's not Catholic, but you might want to say to your person that's away from you, just wear this for me, please. I'm going to pray for you. There was a story of an old man that was rushed to the St. Simon Stock Hospital in New York City. And he was unconscious and dying. And the nurse, seeing the brown scapular on the patient, she called the priest. And as he was saying prayers for the dying man, the man became conscious. And he spoke up and he says, Father, I'm not Catholic. And the priest said to him, why are you wearing a brown scapular? And he says, I promised my friend I would wear it. And he says, and I would say one Hail Mary a day. He says, but you're dying, the priest told the man. Do you want to become Catholic? He goes, all my life I wanted to be one. And then taking his final breaths, gasping, he was baptized, received last rites, and he died in peace. Our Lady took another soul under her mantle through the scapular. And the point of this is that prayer changes things. You know, you've got a loved one, you pray for them. Keep praying for them. You know, St. Faustina, she says that the one prayer that's always heard is that prayer of conversion. I often think of St. Monica, too, right? The power of her intercession for her son. It didn't happen overnight. It took months of prayer. And years of prayer, really, for her to bring about her son's conversion. He'd go on to be one of the great doctors of the church. And the number one request we get here at Relevant Radio is conversion. Conversion for loved ones who've fallen away from the practice of the faith. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people in this category. You know, you might have one. You know, maybe you're worrying about the trends that are happening right now. I've got loved ones in my own family who I pray for. You know, the number now stands at about a third of all Americans, according to Pew Research, have no religious affiliation. That's a stunning number. And many of those unaffiliated people, guess what? They're former Catholics. They'd make the second largest religious denomination if they banded together. It's pretty wild. So let's pray for them. And you know, I think a great thing to do is to give them a scapular, to pray the rosary every day for them, pray the chaplet every day for them, to offer prayers for them. A lot of statistics that are out there. My next guest, Patty McGuire, she actually has written a couple articles about this, and she actually wrote a book as well, What Would Monica Do? And I just thought it was so appropriate. I've spoken to her in the past about it, because we're all Monicas in some respects, right? And we're all praying for that son or that daughter that's away from the faith. Maybe it's our spouse. Maybe it's our loved one. Maybe you have a really difficult situation. St. Monica is the patron saint of parents whose children have stopped practicing the faith because of her persistence. Of course, Augustine, you know, he converted and became a great doctor of the church. It's good to have Patty with us today. She joins us from overseas, so it is pretty late where she's hailing from right now. Patty, good afternoon, or good evening, I should say to you. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Drew. I'm so happy to join you. Do you know where I am right now?
Yeah, I don't. My producer told me that you were overseas. I don't know what country you're in.
I'm in Fatima.
Oh,
I'm in heaven.
Wow. That's a great place. It's where Our Lady came as a, you know, with the scapular as well. What a powerful place.
It is. And I went to the church today. We went to Mass at Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize Saint Jacinta and Saint Francisco and Lucia are all buried there in the church.
Yeah, it's powerful, isn't it? Right in there, Francisca and Jacinta right next to one another. And you know, I think of that apparition sometimes, because what did Our Lady say? She showed the kids the fires of the hell where poor sinners go. After that, what did the kids do? Those kids did such harsh penances. They prayed, they did penance, they abstained for the conversion of sinners. And it's a lesson to all of us, right? I mean, that's what we need to do. If we want to bring our loved ones back, prayer is first. That prayer can be amplified, of course, by our penance and our sacrifice. I know you've written about this. Bring us through this. There's a lot of parents right now who are saying, I've been praying for my kid. It looks like my prayers aren't working. What do I do?
Yes, I think anybody who has felt that heartbreak when they realize, hey, you know, who cares about what college and everything else, their jobs. We want them to get to heaven. We are heartbroken that they've left their faith. It's just a horrible thing. And it becomes the most important thing. And it's important. And we all go through those debates, the arguments. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? And then sometimes we drive them away. And what I have learned in the writing of What Would Monica Do, it's everything from the life of St. Monica to scripture to saint stories to real life stories, ongoing stories, Father Calloway and his mother. Because after I actually interviewed him for the Amazing Grace series, and I said, I want to know what his mother went through. So it's really about going deeper in our own faith as we pray for our loved ones and to realize our helplessness, that we're not the ones that are going to do this. And when you said, so many people say, oh, I'm praying and I'm not seeing anything. I included this in the book. There was only one time I ever watched Father Grishel's show on Sunday night on EWTN. And I watched it for maybe 10 minutes. I was getting ready to go out. And somebody called in. It was a show for atheists and agnostics. And somebody called in and said, oh, I've been praying for so-and-so for all these years. I don't see one difference. And he said, God will administer the graces at which time they will do the greatest amount of good. So already since the book has been published on the feast day of St. Monica last August, we already have two kids that have one got married in the church in March and one came back and is getting married in the church in September. So we are seeing some concrete differences, but we prayed for a long time. We have 10 kids, 10 moving targets. There is a lot to pray for. But what I really loved what you said at the beginning of the show, when you talked about those children and the sacrifices they made, and I realized how hard are we praying and sacrificing.
It's true. I appreciate what you're doing. With 10 kids, I know that you're going to have challenges. I have 5 kids. I have half your brood, and there's challenges, right? I mean, no family is perfect. I think of my own grandmother. Right. And so many people say, I've been praying for my child's conversion and I'm not seeing it. My grandmother grew up. My mother was a saint. Right. She was a very prayerful woman and very devoted to God her entire life. But she had a brother and her brother fell away from the faith. He ended up getting divorced. And he kind of mocked his two sisters. You're going to mass, sit, stand, kneel. I mean, he wanted nothing to do with the faith. Ended up living with another woman. And my grandmother, this was a prayerful woman. She prayed nonstop for his conversion for year after year after year after year. And then God called her home. She never saw the conversion of her son. So my mother, his sister, ended up praying for her brother year after year after year. That man is, and to your point, I mean, God hears these prayers. It's in his time, not our time. You know, we may not see it, but God will give the soul the grace that they need. That man, when he turned, I think, 80 or 81 years old, had such a profound conversion that today he can't get enough of the faith. He leads Bible studies at his church. He leads the morning rosary. He is on fire for God. And I know his mother must be interceding from his other side. When my mother saw that, she saw the fruit of prayer because my mother prayed for my father's conversion for years. You know, he struggled with addiction. So she's seen the power of prayer. And I just want to say to those who are listening, you got a kid away from the faith, don't give up. Keep praying. You know, you may not see it. You might think my prayers aren't working. God hears those prayers. He's at work. Yeah. His time is not our time. But they will receive a superabundance of grace when they need it. And I really believe that soul will respond to it. I'm sure you hear stories like that all the time.
All the time. And some of the stories that we included in the book, some pretty dramatic ones. One in particular has already had a happy ending. A woman whose daughter had ostracized her really ended up going into a mental institution just because her whole life fell apart. She was using drugs. And she finally called out to her mother, went to confession, came back to church. There are some very, very dramatic stories I'm hearing, as well as those full of heartbreak. We have a Facebook page, Catholic Parents, and then : What Would Monica Do? Mm-hmm. And it really is, it's only for people with loved ones away from the faith because we're not, you know, there for anybody's entertainment. Right. And there are some really hard, heartbreaking stories. But you realize, not to slow down because all the prayers, they're all worth something. You know, quite a few years ago, I was praying for our two oldest and I was thinking like, how long is this going to take? I was visiting one of them in Wisconsin and I felt God saying to me, your prayers are a net And when your prayers are casting a net, and when they come back, they won't come back alone. And I thought, wow. And so I have that visual that, yeah, they may be going out there. And I have two good friends from high school. They're married to each other. And I prayed for them for the longest time. They're both agnostics.
Wow.
And we'd get into these, you know, debates, friendly debates and discussions. And it was forever. And I remember thinking, are they ever going to come around? And after her mother died, not only did they come around, daily mass, the rosary.
Wow.
If I go out to eat with them, we have to stop and say, you know,
You know, Patty, I love it because it gives so many people hope. Hold the thought. I'm up against the clock. I need to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll talk more. Let me open the phones, too. If you want to join us, maybe you're struggling right now. You're saying, God's not hearing my prayers. I'm worried about my child. You need some advice. Or maybe you've seen the fruit of your prayer and you want to inspire somebody else. You can get into the studio now at 888-914-9149. We have a slightly amended schedule, so I only have Patty for a short time. She's joining us from Fatima, Portugal, site where the Virgin Mary herself appeared with the brown scapular, and really gave us a secret to having not just spiritual protection, but even being preserved from the fires of hell. A special premium right now. They are limited. I only have about 47 minutes left. If you want to get in, you can join us with your donation to Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123 or going online to relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. Help us continue to give hope. Help us to continue to drive souls into the arms of the Lord. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary across America. If you're new to Relevant Radio, well, welcome. Relevant Radio is listener-supported, and four times a year, we ask you to help us with our operating expenses. Today, we have two terrific thank you gifts for a donation of $1 a day or more. But the two gifts together are only available today. The first is an Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular with a St. Benedict medal and crucifix. The scapulars are blessed, and I carried them with me on the walk to Mary on Saturday, all 21 miles. Our second gift is the book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God, by Venerable Fulton Sheen. The Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular and the Bishop Sheen book are yours for a donation of $1 a day or more to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or give us a ring at 877-291-0123.
There you heard it from Father Rocky, our CEO here at Relevant Radio. And if you make that pledge of $1 a day, we'll send you that very special Our Lady of Guadalupe brown scapular. It started out on a pilgrimage with Father Rocky just this last weekend at the National Shrine of St. Joseph, and it ended up 21 miles later. He walked the entire distance to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. You might know it better as Our Lady of Good Help. Just recently had the name changed as it was recognized as an international shrine by the Vatican and elevated to that status. And you can make your pledge at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we're going to get back to Drew's conversation with Patty Armstrong in just a moment here, talking about the time that you spend in prayer, praying for those loved ones to come back to the faith. And I love the example, Drew, of St. Monica. I think it was, if I remember the story correctly, it's St. Ambrose who was talking with her and said, because she kept on trying to, you know, talk with Augustine, come on, you got to come back to the faith. You got to come back to the faith. And so St. Ambrose finally said, hey, Monica, you need to spend less time talking to Augustine about God, and you need to spend more time talking to God about Augustine. And and so that's what she did. She started focusing on the prayer there. And that's really what your support of Relevant Radio does. It helps ensure that there is this avenue for people to hear about the faith, because you don't know who's going to tune in tomorrow. It's going to be somebody's son or somebody's daughter who might be away from the faith, and they hear that one thing that allows the Holy Spirit to work in their life and start them on that journey back to the church. And if you've had a son or daughter return to the faith, you know how important that is. And that's why you're supporting Relevant Radio. And if you can make that pledge of $1 a day, that would be so helpful for us here. I'd love to see 400 people step forward and make that pledge. 877-291-0123.
And let me just give you a perspective on that 400. I think it's a great number, Josh. We only have about 400 and some change of these scapulars left.
That's
so
right.
This is the only day to get them. And if we had everyone respond right now, it would be a big hour. We need to move the needle. Our goal is really $3 million, and that's what keeps Relevant going over the next several months. And I'm telling you, you see the fruit of what we do all of the time. You see the lives that are being impacted, the faith that's being taught. Come on in. Help right now. It's not too late. Don't miss your opportunity to get this beautiful sacrament along with the St. Benedict medal and a crucifix that comes with it and Bishop Sheen's book. That's all yours at the dollar a day level. But call now. You can donate at any level, but get in at that one. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app.
The hope lives here.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's great to be here with you. Thank you for your donations, too. I know God will bless you. We're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. We come to you four times a year. And this is one of those times. You know, Father Rocky, who's our chief executive officer, says, even if we had an annuity worth $1 billion and we didn't need any money, I would still ask people, he says, to give. And I said, why is that? He says, because then they take ownership, you know, and we all share in the merits and the work of this. And that's really true. So if you can help, if you listen to Relevant, you find value in it, if you're inspired by Patty Armstrong or so many of the other great people that stop by, then support Catholic Radio because we need it. We need a Catholic voice on the air more than ever. And, you know, one of the great things that life is short. It's very fleeting. I had a cousin that died at 16 years of age. I had an uncle that died in a motorcycle accident very young. We don't know when God's going to call us home, right? We don't know the day or the hour. And you've got loved ones, and I'm sure you're praying for their conversion. We live forever, right? We really don't die. We're created to live forever. We're sons and daughters of God. I really invite you, if you are concerned about somebody who's away from the faith, to pray for them and do so in earnest. I'm joined today by Patty McGuire. As I said, she's joining us from Fatima, Portugal. Just discovered that she was in the hospital for 5 days in Barcelona during her pilgrimage and used that as an opportunity to offering her suffering. And I'll tell you what, a lot of good is going to come from that. You know, and Patty, let's talk about that for a moment. I'd also like to hear, you know, another one of the stories or two from the book. But just on that point, this is something I think that really amplifies our prayer. The Lord told St. Faustina that certain conversions sometimes are only brought about as a result of sacrifice, right? And I was always struck by that. You know, we can pray, but sometimes sacrifice is necessary. Talk about not just the Fatima seers who offered harsh penances and sacrifice for those who, you know, those who they saw in the fires of hell for those wayward sinners. But talk about why you did that and why that is so efficacious.
Well, the whole pilgrimage with my husband and I is just for us. You know, this is our Catholic, I don't even want to call it Disneyland because it doesn't even compare. This is so far above that. And we wanted to pray for our children as we saw these amazing places. And I want to say, like, I really, some people get all upset and worried, and I just think, you know what? Give your children to the Lord. And my husband and my intention is always for our children to love God and to grow in holiness. You know, that we're going to leave this to Him. We don't know the path, you know, that we can celebrate the goodness within them. You know, Monsignor Essef said to me once, when I said, oh, some of my children are not Catholic anymore. And he said, well, they're living off the fat of their Catholic faith, you know, because they're doing good things in the world. And so, but I realize that sacrifices, and we know from the children of Fatima, they did a lot of prayers and sacrifices. So I ended up with diverticulitis, didn't even know I had it, and I had to be admitted to a hospital in Barcelona for 5 days, a lot of suffering. But I thought, you know what? This is obviously part of the pilgrimage. Yeah. I think we need to surrender our will to God and not try to go, what?
Right.
I'm on this pilgrimage. What are you doing this for? Like, wait, now I'm missing out. You know, my husband went to Zaragoza at that time and saw Our Lady of Pilar,
right.
the first apparition of the Blessed Mother. And I said, go, that you can't help me in the hospital.
Right.
But I realized, you know what? I wouldn't have chosen this. But this is part of our pilgrimage. So I can offer this up for my children.
Yeah.
And I also offered it up for all the people that were praying for me because I'm so grateful, too. that it's part of the journey, that we can't go, wait, this wasn't supposed to happen. Just, you know, Jeff Cavins, I quote him in the book because I talk about the power of offering things up and suffering. And what I loved that he said was, don't waste your low-level suffering. So sometimes even those little inconveniences, offer everything up. Be in union with God all the time. And just instead of complaining about it, realize, hey, I have a gift. There's some power in this that I can offer to God instead of complaining about it.
No, I totally agree. You know, I have a deep love for St. Faustina. And I remember reading in her diary, I think it's diary entry 531, where she says, the Lord said to her, he says, look, join your prayer and your fast and your mortifications and all your sufferings to my prayer fast, to my cross, he said. And he said this, and I'll quote him. He said, suffering plays a special role in entreating God's mercy, she writes. The Lord told her there's but one price at which souls are bought, and that is suffering united to my suffering on the cross. She says, every conversion of a sinful soul demands sacrifice. And it's something I think we often overlook. Some are suffering with migraines. Some have arthritis. Some are battling cancer. Some have financial hardships. Some have broken hearts. These are all sufferings. He said to her, he says, I have need of your sufferings to rescue souls. So he says, my daughter, help me save souls. Join your suffering to my passion. Offer them to the Heavenly Father for sinners. And he said that she would save more souls by those actions, by her prayer and suffering, than a missionary would through his teachings and sermons and works alone. So there's a power. You know, you might be homebound right now. You might be elderly. You might say, well, what can I do? You can offer up that suffering. And God will amplify it, and he will use it, I think, in a pretty profound way. Patty, you've seen lots of fruit. I only have about a moment or two left. If people want to get your book or, you know, they want to be inspired in terms of praying their loved one back in the church, what's the best way to connect to you?
What Would Monica Do is available at Ascension Press. If you want to see some of the journey, my husband, Mark, he put a lot of it on YouTube channel. So you can go to Head Kahuna on the YouTube channel. Head Kahuna, easy to remember, I guess. But What Would Monica Do at Ascension Press? It has everything imaginable. It really is. We've gotten so much feedback on people that feel comforted. They stop worrying. They feel supported. And then they also feel directed. I'm very powerful. There's a lot I can do.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah, we are not powerless. So. That's for sure. Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for staying up late for me there in Fatima. Say a prayer for me, would you? And for all of our Relevant Radio family here while you're there in Fatima.
I'm going to do that, Drew. I promise.
Patty, thank you. My regards to your husband, too. Okay? Safe travels home.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. That's Patty McGuire. And again, you can check out her book. Well worth the read. I'll have her back. What Would Monica Do? She also wrote a book called Holy Hacks, a lot of other. But yeah, I love her story. I think it's really important. You know, St. Faustina also said this. I mean, the Lord said this to her. He said, the loss of souls plunges me into mortal sadness. He says, you always console me when you pray for sinners. The prayer most pleasing to me is the prayer of conversion for sinners. And he says, know, my daughter, that this prayer is always heard and answered. That's what Relevant Radio does here every day. We know you've got loved ones that are away from the faith. Life is not about how many initials that are at the end of your name or how much money you have in your bank account, right? Life is fleeting. You don't know the day or the hour that God's going to call you home. We have to live for the next life. We have to have our eyes on that eternal prize. And we have to pray for our loved ones. You know, we can only do what we can do. Will you help Relevant Radio in that mission? I can't tell you how many people on their deathbed have converted and have turned to God because Relevant Radio was on the air. Can't tell you how many marriages are stronger because Relevant Radio was on the air. I can't tell you how many children are alive today. Parents have been open to life because Relevant Radio was on the air. And you make it possible. We need your help right now. We're in the middle of our pledge drive. We're more than halfway through the day, more than halfway through the pledge drive, and not halfway towards our goal yet. So if you could help us, this is the perfect time. I only have about 34 minutes left in this hour. We only have a handful of these special premiums left, 300, maybe 400 of them remaining. You can get in right now at 877-291-0123 and make a pledge. That's a sacrifice too. I know financially we all live in our means. I say, Lord, I could use this money for something else. But when you make that sacrifice for other souls, and that's what you do when you give it to Relevant, it is indeed a sacrifice. Maybe pray for your loved ones and say, Lord, I'm going to make this financial sacrifice for my wayward son, for my daughter in that bad relationship, for that addicted spouse. You know, I don't know what your situation is, but make that gift of alms. Make that financial sacrifice now and united to that of the Lord. And it's a prayer to the Lord. He promised he would answer. That's what he said to St. Faustina. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. And Josh, I don't know where we are premium-wise, but this is the only day they can get it. I know I'm down in about 33 minutes.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, we've only got, like you said earlier, we're right around about 400 of these brown scapulars that are left, and I don't know if they're going to last out the day at this point. So again, if you would like that as your, it's our way of saying thank you for coming in at that important level, donating $365, a dollar a day over the course of the year. 877-291-0123. You can make your pledge at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And if you've just joined us, what we're offering as a thank you gift today and today only, in fact, like Drew said, about 32 minutes left here in the Drew Mariani Show, and then he will not be able to offer this again. It's a unique brown scapular, of course, has the promises given by Our Lady to St. Simon Stock for anybody wearing a scapular, but it also, it combines the devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe because it has an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe there on the brown scapular. Also has a Saint Benedict medal attached to it. This medal is known for its powerful protection against spiritual attacks. There's a small crucifix that's attached to the scapular. It traveled from the shrine of the National Shrine of Saint Joseph to the shrine of Our Lady of Champion, formerly Our Lady of Good Help. And that's the only approved Marian apparition site in the U.S. It actually was taken down. There's a crypt area when you go into the shrine there, and that is the actual apparition site. They were brought down there to that apparition site. So you'll have that special connection, not to just one, but the two most important apparitions that we have in the entire continent of North America, Our Lady of Guadalupe and Our Lady of Champion. When you make your pledge at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123.
Father said he took those scapulars and he knelt at the very site that the Virgin Mary appeared, and he prayed for everyone. So come on, get in. Help Relevant Radio in its mission to bring Christ to souls. Be part of it. We need you. We'll be praying for you and for your loved ones. Leave those intentions. We'll pray for the conversion of that soul that you need. 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, you give me a lot of hope when I see those phone lines ring. Thank you for supporting Relevant. I know we all live within our means, and it can be tough to give. But I tell you, it's a tremendous sacrifice. You can never outgive God. I've seen it many times in my life, and I'll testify to it. I'll encourage you to do the same thing. If you can't give, I totally get it. Then say a prayer for us, okay? If you can, I'll give you a number. It's 877-291-0123. Coming at any level today, we could use you. Online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. We'll get a great download. If you can come in at a dollar a day level, there'll be a very rare gift for you. It expires soon if we don't run out of them first. And that's this brown scapular carried by Father Rocky to the National Shrine of St. Joseph. He walked 21 miles with it on his back to the National Shrine of Champion. And there he prayed all along the way for those who would have this and for your intentions. And leave us your prayer intentions. We will certainly pray for you. You know, I've worn a scapular, gosh, for a long time. I can't even remember. It's got to be 30 years. It's got to be more than 30 years. It's been a long time. I forget how I was first introduced to it. And I remember Pope John Paul II, when he was just a young guy. I mean, when he was 10 years old, he began wearing his scapular. And there's a picture of him as a young Carol, as a factory worker, posing with a friend during a work break. And he's got this big spot, a smile. What do you see in the picture? You see his brown scapular, right? He was wearing that his entire life from 10 throughout his adult life. And then in May of 1981, when he was shot, he insisted doctors not remove his scapular. He's bleeding. He's dying. And they rush him into the Policlinico Gemelli and the hospital in Rome there. And he tells doctors, do not take it off. And just before the Holy Father was operated on, he said, don't do it. And the surgeons, they left it on. So, you know, to put a favorite catchphrase of the year of years ago to better use, John Paul II knew when it comes to the scapular that Our Lady of Mount Carmel would, you know, never leave home without it. He wore it all the time. John Paul set an example for so many people today. It's a powerful sacramental. It enriches the devotional life. Not only is St. John Paul II, devoted to it, but all the many great saints were. There's a Fatima connection to this as well. You know, Mary first identified herself as Our Lady of the Rosary, right, when she came to Fatima. The following miracle, the sun, she also came as Our Lady of Sorrows, and then Our Lady of Mount Carmel holding the brown scapular. So there's definitely a connection there, too. John Paul said it was one of the most genuine forms of devotion that you could have. And I remember back in, I think it was 1858, Our Lady's last apparitions at Lourdes. It was July 16th, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, right? The date which we remember Our Lady appearing to St. Simon Stock. He appeared to her, she appeared to him back in 1251. So you see these threads, right, throughout time. You see these connections from apparition to apparition. They're silent messages that undergird, if you will. They re-echo the importance of the sacramentals. Our Lady said, here's the big promise. This is why I wear it, and I do believe this. She says, take the scapular. This is what she told St. Simon Stock. Take the scapular. It shall be a sign salvation, a protection in danger, and a pledge of peace. Whoever dies wearing the scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. And our Blessed Mother promised this prior to the prior general of the Carmelite order. So it's no coincidence the Blessed Mother gave us the rosary, she gave us the scapular, all in the 13th century, right? And the Carmelites, of course, have been devoted servants to it. They've been devoted to not just the rosary, but of course to the scapular. And why? Because it's a tangible symbol. It's of a deeper reality of Mary. We're putting on her garment, if you will. It's a sign of your consecration, your commitment, your love to the Blessed Mother. I consecrated myself to the Mother of God. I entrust to her my family. I put all that in her Immaculate Heart. She's going to take care of me. There are many times when individuals were protected from evil through the scapular. I shared the story of, The Exorcist. I shared the story of the Ouija board. I shared so many of these encounters that people have had. I do want to encourage you to get it if you can. As I said, I'm off the air in about 23 minutes, and there are only a couple hundred of these left. It's a great way to promote Relevant Radio. It's a great way to help us bring the truth of Our Lady, the truth of our Lord, the truth of the teachings of our faith, to bring goodness and light and hope to a culture where that cacophony, that noise, the din that's out there, we pierce it with that beauty. And you make that possible. And I'm grateful for it. If you can get in, I'll give you the number. It's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. I'd love to see just a flurry of phone calls, right? We could certainly use you. You know, could certainly help you. And don't forget, online, you can donate at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app, another great way of going ahead and do this. You know, 1950, a little more history, I think is interesting. There was a Carmelite priest named Father Killian Lynch, and he traveled to Cumbria. This is in Portugal, and he met with Sister Lucia about the brown scapular, and he asked about its place and meeting in Fatima. And in his book, Our Lady of Fatima, he wrote in the brown scapular, he says there were two major conversions. You know, there are two major, he talked about conversion, but I don't want to get too off tangent here. He talked about conversations that he had with these Carmelite priests. In 1949, Father Donald O'Callaghan, he asked Sister Lucia for her interpretation of Our Lady coming as Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Why'd she appear like that at Fatima when she identified herself as the Holy Rosary? And Sister Lucia said that the scapular devotion, that those who had devotion to this were very pleasing to Our Lady, and that she wanted propagated. When the priest said, well, if she thought the scapular was part of the Fatima message, Sister Lucia said, yes, most definitely. The scapular and the rosary, they're inseparable. Scapular is a sign of consecration to Our Lady. So Sister Lucia was very firm in speaking to this Carmelite priest, Father Rafferty, on the Feast of the Assumption back in 1950, when he noted that books so far didn't really list the scapular as a necessary part of the Fatima message. And you know what Sister Lucia said? She said it immediately. She said, oh, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. Our Lady wants you to wear the scapular. So the priest said, well, if Mary wanted the scapular as part of the message, she cut him off. She said she wanted this to be worn. She wanted it to be propagated. The Holy Father has already told this to the whole world, she said, saying that the scapular is a sign of consecration to the Immaculate Heart. Nobody can now disagree. And he persisted. Was the scapular also a condition of the Fatima message? Sister Lucia said, yes, yes, the rosary and the scapular are inseparable. You know, so there you got Sister Lucia on two different occasions talking about that, about the power of the scapular. You see John Paul II's devotion to it. You see the devotion of so many different saints to the scapular. You know, there was another story that I remember hearing one time about incorruptibles who had died, and when they were exhumed, I think it was Saint Claude de Colombier, a very renowned Jesuit and spiritual director to Saint Margaret Mary. This is what he said. He says, "I say without a moment of hesitation that the brown scapular is the most favored of all." He says, "No devotion has been confirmed by more numerous mystics and by more numerous authentic miracles than the brown scapulars." And St. Alphonsus Liguori, you know, the Redemptorist, St. John Bosco, one of the great Salesians, both had this devotion. They had devotion to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. They both wore brown scapulars. And when they died, they were buried in their priestly vestments, and their scapular, of course, was left on. Years later, when they were exhumed and their graves were opened, everything in the casket had just corrupted. It all decayed, right? Nothing was there. The bodies, the sacred vestments, which they had buried in, there was nothing but dust. The only thing that remained untouched, I think it was a sign for all of us, was the brown scapular. They had worn it, and it was perfectly intact. Now, you think, oh, well, that's because it's a piece of cloth. Well, no, the vestments turned to dust as well. So, so many fruits from the scapular. Satan hates it. The brother of St. John of the Cross, you know, he says, put this on for protection. You know, put it on because the evil one cannot stand it. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we can talk more. I'd love to hear your stories. Do you have devotion to the brown scapular? Has it offered you protection? There's some great stories of protection that are out there. I'll share a couple of them as well. You can get in at 888-914-9149, or even better, if you don't have a scapular, or if you've got somebody getting married or somebody making their first Holy Communion or confirmation, why not give them this gift that went to these two holy shrines that were carried by Father Rocky? You can call right now at 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
A lot of answered prayers coming in. This person says, look, I sent an email 10 days ago for prayers for a young mom. She had three boys. She's in hospice. She's dying from cancer. Her seven-year-old was diagnosed with a neuroblastoma. They went to get a second opinion. We continued to pray. The doctor said that he felt that there was simply, I don't know, no cancer, just a swelling of the brain, and that it would heal over time. Drew, they said, no cancer. And I just want to say, praise God. And I'll re-echo that. She says, God bless you, Drew, and Maggie, for this wonderful ministry. So 10 days ago, powerful prayer. Cancer's not bigger than God. I say it all the time.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
All right, we've got 15 minutes left here in this hour, in this the entire broadcast day for the Drew Mariani Show. I'm Josh Raymond, along with Drew Mariani, asking you to make your pledge of any amount. It really helps Relevant Radio. We are more than halfway through this week of our pledge drive. We're about 40% of our way to our need of $3 million, and this is a great hour to help us make some big strides, because we have that special thank you gift, that Our Lady of Guadalupe brown scapular. And as Drew was talking about, it's been both to the National Shrine of St. Joseph as well as to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion, the only approved Marian apparition site here in the U.S. It has that image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It also has a St. Benedict medal attached to it, known for its powerful protection against spiritual attacks. And it has a crucifix that's attached to it as well, a small little crucifix. Along with that, you're going to receive what we're offering all week long at that dollar a day level. That's the book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God. That's by the Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen. If you make that pledge online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app, we're also going to send you the recording that was done specifically for this pledge drive by Monsignor James Shea, Our Lady, Our Hope, the Four Marian Dogmas. Can you tell there's a theme, Mary, that we're trying to help you grow in your love, your devotion to our Blessed Mother here during this month of May that is dedicated to Mary. And again, you can make your pledge relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. And I have to tell you, Drew, you were talking about the connection that Sister Lucia was talking, you know, she was saying exists between the brown scapular and the rosary. Yeah. And I don't know if there's been any two sacramentals that have had more of an impact personally on my life.
Oh, really?
Well, the rosary especially, you know, just because of helping me to grow, to be a more peaceful and patient person, to be, you know, to be able to grow in the virtues. And then that brown scapular, I mentioned, you know, there's something about just having that on and it helps resist sin. It's a very tangible reminder of the things that I have made promises. And we haven't talked about being enrolled in the confraternity, but that's something that almost any priest can just do, help you enroll in the confraternity.
Well, look, you heard Josh's testimony. I think this is such a beautiful gift, not just for you and a loved one, but it will help Relevant. Could you get in right now? We're down to the last 14 minutes. Today's a big day for us. We're grateful for whatever you can do. Go online at relevantradio.com, use the mobile app, or call us now at 877-291-0123.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right. Should I take 877-291-0123? It's great to be here with you today. Let me grab a quick call. We'll go to Rosie in Atlanta, Georgia. Rosie, good afternoon.
Hello, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I'm a huge fan of yours and everyone, Father Rocky. I just love Relevant Radio. I've learned so much, but I'll be brief.
Yeah.
I have a question. The brown scapular, I understand, but I have been wearing a green one like my grandmother and my old aunts that were so devout. And that's the one I've been wearing, and I attach like a little, every time I start praying to a new saint, I get a little medal and I attach it to it.
Good.
So I've got like six or seven. Is there a big difference between the green and the brown?
Yeah, I'll give you what I know about the green. The green was given by the Blessed Mother to a nun named Sister Justine. I think it was Biscayboro in 1840. And it can be worn by anybody who wants to wear it, right, to the benefit of the Blessed Mother's intercession. But there's no confraternity with that scapular. You know, with all scapulars, it should be blessed by a priest. If you haven't had it blessed, go ahead and do that. Although, once you're enrolled in the confraternity, and we can talk about that, I don't think you need to have it blessed anymore, but I always have my scapular blessed. The brass scapular was given by Our Lady to St. Simon Stock. I believe it was 1251. And there were different promises. There's a Sabbatine privilege that's been assigned to it, but Our Lady made very different promises. The green scapular, my understanding, is for anyone who's, you know, in need of health. I don't have all the info on that. It's about all I know about the green scapular. Spiritual conversion is a real big one when it comes to the green scapular. But when it comes to these type of sacramentals, I don't think you can go wrong wearing any of them. Putting those medals on your scapular, I think, is important. God knows your heart, too. You got to remember that. But I'm a devotee of the brown. I wear the brown. I remember having the green scapulars. I actually slid them under the mattresses of the beds in our home as well. Somebody had once recommended that to me. But you can do that with miraculous medals or St. Benedict medals or a whole lot of other things like that as well. But thank you, Rosie, for calling. And we'll try to follow up on that. You heard Dr. Miravalli talk a little bit earlier about, you know, why the brown is kind of the number one of all the scapulars that have come. And you see Our Lady has underlined it many, many times. There is protection that comes with all these. Some are for health, some are for conversion. I mean, the brown scapular, there's that promise that you will be saved really from the fires of hell if you have your trust in Our Lady and devotion. There was a French priest who went on pilgrimage once to Switzerland. He was on his way to Mass when he remembered he'd forgotten his scapular. And even though he was going to be late, he returned to his room. And later that day while saying Mass, a young man approached the altar. He pulled out a revolver and he shot him right in the back. Right? The priest continued to say Mass. And this guy was arrested in the sacristy. The abbot said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that man missed you. You are so lucky." as they removed his vestment, the bullet was actually found adhering to that scapular. So there was divine protection there with that story. And I always love those. I always think that's great. There was another story of back in the 1950s in Ohio, here in our own home, there was a guy that was run over by a train. And I'll forget this one, too. It's kind of gross. He was cut in two. Right? I mean, that's what happens when you run over by a train. The man did not die right away, right? So a priest was summoned, heard the man's confession, and then the man died. And apparently this happened because the man who was wearing the brown scapular needed to be absolved. And that was to Father Rocky's point a little bit earlier. If you wear your scapular, Our Lady's promise will hold true, right? You will have the grace you need in that final moment. So if you can help, please do that right now at 877-291-0123. And let's do this. Before we go any further, I want to pray the memorare. I have not done it this hour. Let's turn to Our Lady under her title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, under Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Sorrows, all these different titles that she comes. And let's entrust the conversion of your loved ones to her. Let's pray in particular for the hour of your death and for any intention. And we'll pray now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lady, we come to you entrusting to you our personal needs. I entrust you the great mission of Relevant Radio. We ask you to intercede before your Son to give us exactly what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less. We pray that the fruit of Relevant be abundant, and many souls will be drawn to your divine Son. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. You I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Josh, we've got about 9 minutes remaining right now, and I just want to get an update for you. I see the phones have been very, very busy for these scapulars, and I want to give you the number because, Josh, a lot of people are now just getting out of work. Maybe they're tuning in to Relevant Radio. Today, we have a very special gift and a very special premium. In the remaining 8 minutes, I want to make it available to you. Could you fill them in on what we're doing today?
Right. So anybody who makes a pledge of $1 a day, all week long, we're offering a special thank you gift. It's this book by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the Venerable Fulton Sheen, now that the cause for his canonization has been opened. But it's called The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God. And I didn't know this until I spoke with Brooke Taylor earlier this week. She said the foreword in here by Father Andrew Apostoli, and I've read a few different books by Fulton Sheen. I have not read this one yet. But she said in this, Father Andrew Apostoli says, if there's one book by Fulton Sheen you should read, this is the book.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite an endorsement there.
You're not kidding.
No, and the books I've read by Sheen have been outstanding. He is eloquent. The devices he uses to explain the faith are really almost unparalleled for a modern day writer. And so that's all week long. But if you give today, here in these last about 6.5 minutes of the Drew Mariani Show, we have this special brown scapular. And we are only offering this today in these remaining minutes of the Drew Mariani Show. Drew won't be able to offer this tomorrow or Friday. And this brown scapular, it has an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on it. Mm. Of course, it has the promises that Drew was talking about that were given to St. Simon Stock associated with the scapular itself. There's a St. Benedict medal attached to it. There's a small crucifix that's attached to this scapular. And these scapulars have also traveled with Father Rocky, starting at the Shrine of the National Shrine of St. Joseph, going to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. And that was actually the new name given to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. We're also coming up here, Drew. We're 3 days out from the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. I mean, you're really getting kind of this Marian trifecta, yeah, with Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Champion, and Our Lady of Fatima all converging here with this brown scapular. So it's a wonderful thank you gift for you if you make that pledge of $1 a day, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app. Drew, we've seen about 100 go out, wow, in the last maybe like 40 minutes here, and the pace is picking up.
Yeah, and look, as Josh pointed out, last chance to get this beautiful gift. I always want to encourage you to spread the faith, and I think it's a great gift. Maybe that young niece or nephew or grandchild is making their first Holy Communion. Maybe it's your kid. They'll have that forever. You know, remind them that you gave them the scapular that went to these two national shrines, St. Joseph and Our Lady, that has these powerful sacramentals like the St. Benedict medal and the cross on it, and have them wear it. Maybe give it to that wayward son or daughter, that person who you're worried about, and ask them to wear it. And if they wear it, pray for them every day, or ask them, like the story I shared a little bit earlier, ask them to say a Hail Mary. I guarantee you the grace of conversion will come to those souls. The protection that Our Lady promised will come to them. We're down to 5 minutes to go, though. That's all. One of your last chances to get in. You're going to have to call right now at 877-291-0123. If you go online, though, if you go to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, that's the way I like to give, you will get an MP3 by Monsignor Shea on the four Marian dogmas. And it's another thing you can share with others, but this Marian month, why not dive into it, learn about the power of Our Lady who's interceded for us across the centuries. 877-291-0123. Call right now, down to 4 minutes. That's all the time we have left.
Hey, thank you to everyone who's making that pledge of a dollar a day, including Mark listening in California, Gail in Illinois. We heard from Alejandra in New Mexico, Barb in Reno, Nevada. Thank you all for that dollar a day pledge. Also, thank you to that listener who made a pledge of $5,000.
Wow.
Listening in Rancho Cucamonga, California there. And maybe you also are able to make that pledge of a little bit more, something at a higher level. If you could maybe come in at $100 a month, I might suggest you do that, especially if you have that devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, because at that level, if you can make that pledge of $100 a month, we're going to send you this beautiful framed image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And this might be one of my favorite all-time premium
thank you gifts.
It really
beautiful.
Is. It really is. And of course, you know, it's the image that Our Lady, she gave to St. Juan Diego almost 500 years ago here. But it really is a stunning addition for your home or as a gift to somebody else. When you make that pledge, listen, we've been talking about dollar a day. You get the brown scapular. Well, if you want to make a pledge of $100 a month, you can also get the brown scapular.
It's
just simply when you make your call, tell them, or when you make your pledge online, you can put it in the notes. Hey, I want to give this larger amount, but please still send me the brown scapular along with that framed image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And again, you can make your pledge online at relevantradio.com, through the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That also, Drew, we're only $9,000 away from hitting $1.2 million. Somebody could knock that out. They could help us out here at Relevant Radio, make some big steps, and make this a big hour for the Drew Mariani Show.
So we are how far away from that, Josh?
$9,000.
That's right. So look, there's room for you to get in. It's not too late, but you've got to call now. The number is 877-291-0123. You can do it online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. And there's a lot of people, Josh, who knew nothing about Divine Mercy until they heard Relevant Radio. There's a lot of people who know nothing about the scapular.
That's right.
And the rosary was another one of those devotions that maybe was not taught. You went to school and it's never part of your life. Relevant Radio is bringing back to the culture and to the country these great sacramentals and these great devotions. To your point about the rosary really helped me. I mean, when I first really started to come into my faith, it led me into such a deep prayer life and so close to the Lord. Such a powerful, powerful prayer, and I feel the same way about the chaplet. Not too late to get in. Here's the number, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Lots of ways to give, but this is your last chance really to get the scapular.
All right, and $1,000 more just came in the last 60 seconds, so only $8,000 to go now. To hit that little mini level, that mini goal of $1.2 million, if you can make that pledge of a dollar a day, if you can make a pledge of a little bit more, you'll help out Relevant Radio. And again, we want to send you that thank you gift of that brown scapular when you make that pledge of a dollar a day or more at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you to everyone who has made that pledge and helped support Relevant Radio. God bless you.